A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. King Nebuchadnezzar said, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up? Be ready now to fall down and worship the statue I had made. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psaltery, and bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments. Otherwise, you shall be instantly cast into the white hot furnace. And who is the God who can deliver you from my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "There's no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white hot furnace and from your hands, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue that you set up." King Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual and had some of the strongest men in the army bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the white hot furnace. Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his nobles, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" "Assuredly, O king," they answered. "But," he replied, "I see 4 men unfettered and unhurt, walking in the fire, and the 4th looks like a son of God." Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servants who trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their bodies rather than to serve or worship any god except their own God." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory and praise forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Glory and praise forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever. Glory and praise forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slave to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. A slave does not remain in a household forever, but a son always remains. So if the Son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you're descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me, because my word has no room among you. I tell you that I have seen in my Father's presence, then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." And Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would not be doing the works, you would be doing the works of Abraham. But you're trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the works of your father." So they said to him, "We're not born of fornication. We have one father, God." And Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I came from God and am here. I tell you, I did not come on my own, but he sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. A Again, we see the confrontation between Jesus and the Jews. And they're saying, look, I do all my religious practices. Abraham's my father, da-da-da. But they're still doing their own thing. And then Jesus begins by saying, if you remain in my word, you will be my disciples. So again, that's why we've been spending time in the gospel every day during Lent to become a disciple of Jesus Christ, to remain in his word. Because again, we listen to all these other things, we follow all these other things, and Jesus says, I want you to remain in my word. That means my teaching. That means spend time with me every day in my word. Now, it can't be any clearer than this. Some people still don't do it. Some people still think, Father, I know better. Well, I'm glad. But this is what Jesus was saying to the Jews who thought they knew better. They did not. You can never, ever go wrong by spending time with Jesus in his word every day. You and I then become disciples, and what happens? We become free. Everything else keeps us in guilt. Everything else keeps us in bondage. Everything else keeps us reflecting on me and what I do for God. Jesus calls all of us to be his disciples, and he tells us how we do it, by remaining in his word. So let's obey the God we all say we follow and do what he says. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Stand and pray.